smile, I'm Kevin De Hay, McCurtain, smile, I'm Kevin De Hay. A smile, I'm Kevin De Hay, McCurtain, smile, I'm Kevin De Hay.
So, Ruth, we are here in Laxey and Laxey at the Institute today. We're almost towards the end of Cush now. There's a lot going on in here. Just describe what's happening today for us.
Well, it's a sort of pop-in event, really, at the Institute in Laxey and Underness in Manx. And it's over two floors. There's a hall upstairs and a hall downstairs. And we've got a mixture of language organisations with information about things like events and lessons that they do and other things that they organise, as well as other things like Manx language crafts to buy. And there's also food and drink, the stories on the half hour every hour for children in Manx.
Oh, hey, failure is a fly, in five ruffalo's cane. Fortune snagged at a trouble, as Renan be a foe, and El Al Orams, as the name of ruffalo.
And there's games and activities for kids and big kids to take part in as well, so there's all sorts of things going on. And at 2 o'clock, we're going to present the Londair Award. And the Londair Award means lantern, and it's just to basically recognise people who are shining a light on and for the Manx language.
Which is very important, and there are more and more doing that every year, aren't there?
There really are. Like, more and more people learning, and more people shouting about Manx as well, and supporting it, and that's really important to just get the word out. And this is really a bit of an outreach exercise as well here, because we're telling people about Manx, we're telling about the organisations and what they do, and helping people understand the difference, and showing people that they can get involved with Manx at any part in their life, any age, and, you know, whether they've just moved over or whether they've been here all their lives. That's really important. And we've seen lots of new faces today, so that's great.
And tell us a bit about some of the events so far. What's been happening this past week, and how well attended have they been?
It's been all sorts. There's been things like pop-up Gaeltacht events, which is like where you get pop-up Manx speaking conversation. And we kind of took over a section of Noah. There was like No Bake House. There was 20 people in one area. We had to keep getting more and more chairs, which was nice. And they had things like pop-up beginner Manx lessons in Henry Bloom Noble Library, but also evening events. So last night, on Friday night, there was an event called Cruniach Fananach Asiúnach, and that was organised by Un Cruniach, the Inter-Celtic Festival that happens here in the summer. Oh, there's a story just finished. Getting a nice round of applause there. And that was a lovely event because it was an opportunity for people to get up and have a go at some really, really informal competitions, and really, really nice. And so that was in Peel. And there's song workshops tomorrow as well. So Christmas song workshops. I've got 25 people signed up for the first one, and about 15 for the second one, so I'm really pleased. And there's been loads of stuff going on, really. Yeah, it's been great, it's been lovely. And then talks through the Manx language and talks about Manx in English, you know, there's been lots going on.
So with regards to the Cush then, the festival, I mean, I know obviously it comes to an end this weekend for this year, but I'm presuming then it's just back on the wagon to start prepping for next year.
Absolutely, yeah. Next year's dates are the 1st to the 5th of November 2023, and anyone can put on a Cush event. So I've actually made a stall downstairs, an information stand, which says basically how the Cush works and explains that it's coordinated by me, but it's a group effort. I mean, it doesn't all happen with one person. That just wouldn't happen. I'd be dead. I'd be on the floor. It's a massively, like, you know, everyone works together, all these different organisations, to make it happen, but I coordinate it. And then basically, if people want to put on an event, they just let me know by the 1st of May, and they can email me manxlanguage@culturebannon.im, or they can ring me, and you can find my contact details on the Culture Bannon website. So, you know, we really try and make it as inclusive as possible. And then next year's dates are 1st to the 5th of November, so it is an annual thing that happens.
So keep an eye out for that. There's loads that goes on all year round, though, of course, and if anyone would like to start learning Manx, there's so many opportunities and different ways of doing that, isn't there?
There is, yep. You can learn via different methods on the internet. You can learn on things like the podcast Gilgach, which is sort of a little podcast sound bites, which are about 7 minutes or so each. There's 101 of those, so you can really work your way through. Come along to a live lesson in person or on Zoom. There's all sorts of things. Pop-up conversation things happen as well as books and all sorts of resources. Head to learnmanx.com for all you need to know. And there's more and more being added all the time, so it's very exciting.
So I've bumped into James Franklin from Culture Van, of course. And James, you were at the Clotus, the conversation, Uns Tyburn at the White House the other night. And you were saying it was lovely because there were even people who'd come over from the UK and wanted to speak Manx.
Yeah, absolutely fearless, brilliant people who were quite early on in their learning journey. And they'd obviously like driven with excitement for the language, and they'd chosen to come over this week and to come into the pub and try Manx in the wild. And it was just amazing because it takes a lot of bravery to speak a language like this in the wild. And of course, for those people in England, they'll only be doing it over the Zoom or over the internet or something like that. And then suddenly to go into the pub and it's full of these Manx speakers speaking Manx. And these people did it, and it was just so ace. And it's so ace that the language can inspire people like that, and people can be so inspired to come to the Isle of Man and do it. It's great.
I suppose it does beg the question, why did they? Where did this come from, their interest in Manx?
Well, it was really interesting chatting to him, in that this one particular fellow I was talking to, he was saying that he doesn't have Manx family. He has a European language, and then he was just came to the Isle of Man on holiday, and he was like, oh, this is interesting. I might dip my toe in the water. And, you know, one little step followed and another step and another step. And here he is investing so much of his time and energy and his time off work to come to the Isle of Man and do it properly.
Oh, fantastic. Which is one of the great reasons why the Cush is necessary in a way, to provide these opportunities for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so nice as a Manx learner, as in someone from the Isle of Man, on the Isle of Man, learning Manx, to see these people from the outside, as it were, getting it so much, and it's suddenly realised what a privilege we have to be here and have this amazing opportunity to do it, not just this week, but all the time. And it's great to kind of reset and think, yeah, let's do this Manxing, let's do it.
And you've obviously been learning yourself since being at Culture Van In, so how's it going with your Manx? Would you say you're fluent now?
anyone who knows me in Manx circles would not say I'm fluent by a long way. But it's lovely to be in an environment where, through the school, because my kids are at the Bun School Gilgach, and I go to Manx lessons outside of Culture Van In, of course, and I go to Manx conversational and meetup groups, and it's great to be a part of this community where I can feel like I'm progressing in this friendly, encouraging environment, and it's nice to feel myself growing as a person through the language and in so many ways. It's great!
Hello, I'm Felicity Wood from Felicity Wood Designs.
And Felicity, you're here with your beautiful arts and crafts table. Just explain a little bit about what you do and what we've got here.
So I've got a lot of handmade pottery, and one of my favourite things to do is find beautiful Manx phrases and just incorporate the Manx phrases in a really sort of subtle style, so that you'd get a really nice piece of artwork that incorporates Manx language without it being too daunting.
And how popular is this? Because it seems like there's more and more items that are cropping up with Manx language on them.
So I'm always really surprised that when I'm go to an event like this and put my work out, people are like, oh, if you did one that said this, then we'd totally buy it. So you sort of take all this research, Chinwell Day is a really good day for that sort of research as well, and then make things that people have gone, oh, I'll really buy that, and it turns out they actually do. So yeah, it's been quite sort of fun just listening to the feedback that people give us and going, oh, okay, well, if you think people would like to have that Manx word written on something, we can definitely give that a go. And yeah, it's gone from there really, and it's definitely multiplied.
And so what are some of the most popular items and most popular phrases?
The Gurumayad thank you cards we sell an awful lot of, and Gurumayad mugs. I did a card a couple of years ago that incorporated Manx names, so for all those people with a Manx name who had never got their name on a badge or a mug when they were a child, and that concept grew quite exponentially. So now I have a tea towel with, I think it's 72 different Manx names on, and gift wrapping paper with all of the Manx names on, so that's been really popular. And then also some Manx calligraphy greetings cards, so things like good luck, new houses, birthday cards especially are very popular, retirement cards, wedding cards. So,
and yeah. Of course it's fast approaching the festive season as well, so there's got to be some festive things in here too.
Yes, so I do love making ceramic Christmas decorations, and things that say Nollaig Genel on, it's really exciting actually. People tend to enjoy buying those to send to relatives in the UK, or people who used to live on the Isle of Man, or family that have got Manx connections but live in Germany or Canada. So A lot of the Nollaig Gennal decorations tend to be sent off Ireland, which I think is like a really nice story.
I'm Mary Wade and I'm 13 years old. Tama Enam, Mary Wade, as Tammy, Tree Jake, Blinda Aish.
I'm Matilda Watson and I'm also 13 years old. Tammy Matilda Watson as Tammy Treejeg Blinton Deish.
In the sack.
How long have you been speaking, Manx?
Vosh Vami, like, mush tree Vami Golgus, like, preschool is from a Vomig to Kinjak Gorsh Law Gilg Rom as it, like, begging as a Shrevamyant's primary school v. Law v. Goldhodrick to Kinjak Gilg, so Vashan Lorte Vosh Vami mush care. I've been speaking Manx since I was about maybe 3 or 4 because I went to the Bunskol Gilgak and then my mum started learning Manx. So we spoke to each other a little bit and then I learned it all through primary school.
I started learning Manx when I was about 5 or 4 because I went to school. I was pretty much the youngest one there because I was born so late and my parents wanted me to go to the Bunskol because I was so small. So I started learning Manx at around, 4 or 5. And then my dad started learning it as well, so we spoke that together.
That's the thing, so you get to speak it with your family. So, but how much outside your family do you speak Manx?
Well, I speak it to my friends and our current head teacher. We are teaching her Manx a little bit. She'll meet us in the corridor and tell us Maramai or Fasamai.
So once you go up to high school, it's less Manx talk.
Less Manx, yeah. Which is a shame. But we do get to have lessons in Manx. So for religious education, we have switched to Manx. So so Jen Hampton teaches us religious education, which is very nice.
Amazing. What about you, Matilda? Do you use it much now in school? Or?
Well, we do lessons in QE2 in Manx, but we just sort of speak Manx or like with just people we know.
Why do you want to keep speaking Manx then?
Because it's just a fun thing to do. It keeps the heritage and the history alive, and it's just altogether a fun thing to really do.
What about you, Mary?
Well, I like to keep your heritage alive, and it's quite a nice language to speak. And I think it's a bit that like I love about myself that I can speak a different language.
And does it make you feel sort of more connected to the island? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Along with also me and Matilda, we do Manx dancing as well. That also helps us connect with the island. So just those two things connected are just very nice to do together.
And what do you think about Cush then?
Cush is really good. Very tiring, but really fun.
How much have you been involved? What have you been doing this week?
A lot. Just a lot. Can't really count.
What about you, Mary? What have you
done? Well, me and Matilda and my friends, we have started the Manx Youth Committee a few weeks ago, and ever since we've been coming to Cush things or just little Manx events, and we've been collecting jokes in Manx to make a Manx book, and we've been helping sell Manx books and stuff. We've just been running little stalls.
Wow, how many people are involved in the Manx Youth Committee?
Well, it's me, Matilda, our friend Kinley, who lives in Port St Mary, and every now and then Frank, Jockin and Karen Stitt will tag along as well.
Excellent. So what are your sort of hopes for the committee then? What do you want to do with it in the future?
Well, so far we're just a little stall that, like, you know, goes to all these Manx things and, again, does all the jokes and stuff. But we want to expand, so we want to make sure that youth, like people in like younger than that can't be in the Shezhikna parenting, can help keep the Manx language alive.
So I'm Jen. I work in various places around the island with Manx, at QE2 teaching Manx, teaching subjects through Manx, and teaching at the Bunskol as well, at the Bunskol Gilgah.
And we were just hearing actually from one of your students who's talking about how lovely it is to be able to carry on speaking Manx in high school. So tell me a little bit about the skimmy then.
Ooh, so the skimmy covers lots of ground, really. They go to every single primary school on the island, teach children from years 5 and 6, sometimes taken in year 4 as well, and just introducing them to Manx. Gives them a great grounding, and then they then have the option to carry on in high school if they wanted to, year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and maybe taking their GCSE through Manx as well. So it really does span a great part of their schooling as well.
And how long have you actually been speaking Manx for yourself, Jen?
Well, my dad, I can remember my dad learning Manx when I was younger, and then I just kind of gradually picked it up, really. Formally, probably when I was in my 20s, I started taking classes then, yep.
And so seeing the young people continue with their Manx as they get into high school, that must be really encouraging, because that is basically sort of creating the future for Gilg in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the children that have come from the Bunsgold Gilg have then gone to high school and are continuing to have the lessons through Manx. I think it helps keep them within that world in a way, and it means that they can keep coming back to it. Sometimes they do drift away a little bit, but then it's always got that link going on that they can always come back to it and gives them that ownership of the language.
And one of the things that must be so helpful from an educational and teaching point of view is the fact there's so much literature now which has been translated. I mean, I was looking, Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince is now in Gilg as well. All these different books that you can make use of.
Yeah, it's lovely. I think it's nice that they can see that there's stuff around. Mm-hmm. They might not pick up every single book in Manx and read it, but the fact that they know they exist, that it's normal for books to be in Manx, and the fact that loads of stuff is accessible on the internet as well, all sorts of apps and things that you can use, just makes it super accessible.
The Vailesh Jeeban, Gredjit the Maida, Der Hosnaderm Lina, Son Jinu Imaje Hilg as Kumulsus a Hilg, Ashen Joni Farragher, Alta Jim Kier as Feed. As the Fenodery Distillery. So, Jinthamai Shuish.
Londair is awarded annually. Londair means lantern, and it's to award people who are shining a light on or for the Manx language. And so Jeeban, the Manx Language Network, decide who's going to win the Londair every year, and then it's awarded at the Cooch Manx Language Festival every November. And this year, we decided there'd be two winners. Joni Farragher, member of the House of Keys for Douglas East. She's been using Manx in the Keys a lot, and she's really, really passionate about the Manx language and the Isle of Man, and she's feeling inspired to do more as well. She was really pleased to win it. And the other winners are the Fenodery Distillery. So they're up in Ramsey, and they've got in their team quite a lot of people who are learning Manx and Manx speakers as well. And just, yeah, they're really passionate about using Manx as well. And they're feeling, again, inspired to use more on their products. And it's a really great way, if you use Manx on your products, of showing provenance.
Yeah, so give them another round of applause.
I'm Tiffany Karish from the Fenodery Distillery.
Hi, I'm Joni Farragher, MHK for Douglas East.
Very exciting day for you both. You've both just been awarded Londair, which is, and it's two this year, so it's a really special year. Joni, tell me a little bit about your use of Manx.
Okay, so it's actually largely thanks to Ruth, who gave a completely inspirational presentation to Tim Ward members about incorporating Manx into both day-to-day language as well as more parliamentary formal speech. And that, like I say, that presentation was so inspirational. It really gave me a sense of the part that Manx plays in our culture and our history, and how we all feel about our island. And so I started looking up common phrases and how to pronounce them using Culture Vanin, and just doing small things like topping and tailing my emails with Manx. And I have to say, I have loved it, absolutely genuinely loved it. It's it has actually enriched the last year and my time in Tynwald. So, you know, to Cúis and Ruth and everybody who is championing the Manx language, Gurumai Mór Ed, thank you so much.
Oh, and how well received was it by the other members? Do you think it'll inspire any of the others?
Yeah, absolutely, it has. The president, who's Lawrence Skelly, uses it quite a lot. Obviously, the clerk of Tynwald reads out a lot of his parts in Manx. But the members who were there, all of them use Manx. So, you know, I would only say to Ruth, maybe come along again and see if we can get some more members to do it, because, you know, she is a very inspirational presenter, and the way that she puts the information across, it really made me think this is really important and I want to do it.
She's a very good teacher, isn't she? And do you think you use it outside of work at all? Or?
I think I say just very common expressions like good morning, good afternoon, thank you. I'll often drop that into if I know that the other person is will recognise it, then yeah, I do, yeah. And it's been wonderful to be here today and to hear people speaking fluent Manx. You know, that language to me, it's so poetic and evocative, mm-hmm. that it really gives me a sort of sense of our uniqueness. So yeah, I'm going to use it more, definitely.
Oh, you intersect gender. And Tiffany, you know, as for not even by the name, you've been so supportive of the Manx language from the very beginning with your brand, haven't you?
Yes, we have tried to be. The Fionnuala Distillery has always been about using our products to promote the island to a wider audience to the UK and beyond. It's very important that what we do conveys a real true sense of the Isle of Man and Manx culture and our heritage and our wonderful folklore stories that obviously we're using through our branding story. It's an incredibly important part of what we're doing and something that we're hoping to build on more and more now that we've launched the whiskey in the last couple of days, which will also help to spread the word of the Isle of Man to those markets that we've not reached before.
And what does it mean to you to be announced as a Londair, as a lantern for the language?
Well, that came as a really lovely surprise. It was really, really nice to feel that what we're doing has been noticed, and I think it's going to be so encouraging to us now to keep doing what we're doing and to expand on that and do more. Our social media following is now quite big, I'm pleased to say, and we're getting really lovely responses from people who are engaging in what we're doing on the Manx side of things. We've got several Manx speakers in our team now, and that's really inspiring the rest of us to up the ante and try and have a few conversations around the place, just very low-key, fun stuff, but it's bringing the language to life for us at work, and that is also helping us engage with our customers and giving us a real point of uniqueness and something special as well.
Studies have shown that the use of Scottish Gaelic on your products, it's hugely beneficial to the economy. And you can say the same for the Isle of Man. It shows provenance. You think about Fionnuala and how they've built up their brand. It's brilliant, isn't it? And they're using folklore and Manx language elements and all of this. So two very worthy winners. And there was so many people we could have picked from. We actually did sit and discuss, all these different people who are using Manx, new use of Manx as well. And we'd just like to say to everybody who's, shining a light on Manx, thank you, Gurumai Moyo.